Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
I'm old. I'm officially old. I used to love to stay up late. Like, I was a late night, as late as you possibly wanted to stay up. I didn't want to go to bed. And still, I still mentally am that way. Like, I try to stay up, and I'm like an old man who's falling asleep on the couch, you know, like, yes. I'm sitting there, like, falling asleep, and I'm doing everything I can. So I'm sitting here in the studio because I was the tech person.
Did you just say, doing everything, yin-yin?
What?
Did you say, you said, like, I'm doing everything, yin-yin?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. I'll have to play back the audio. I don't know what I said.
It's odd. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Cepacol Maximum. If you need to not be able to feel your throat, then you need Cepacol Maximum. It's an oral anesthetic, and it keeps you from dying. Check it out at cepacol.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a numbing discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Cepacol Maximum free state of California by the one and only Auntie Vera Charles. Hello, Auntie Vera.
Hi there, how are you, Daniel? It's great to be here. I wish we were in a non-free Cepacol state because, boy, my throat could use some soothing.
All I'm trying to say is it's Brenda Vaccaro night here in Chicago.
Yes, it is. Tampons. Shove them up your dingus when it's leaking.
I have been fighting. Last Sunday night, I went to bed. I was fine. And then on Monday, my throat just like exploded on me.
Did you have anything in it that you shouldn't have had?
I had many things in it that I probably shouldn't have had, but that wasn't the point. The point is that I've been wrestling with a sore throat, and I've been fine for the most part. Like this evening, I actually went on a lovely dinner date with someone this evening. I was chatting, I was doing great and everything, and I sit down here behind the microphone, and suddenly I'm like channeling Brenda Vaccaro.
So strange that I feel like I've heard this before, and I don't quite know why. Oh, I know. Pre-show chatter. Yes, I have not had enough to drink yet. Pre-show chatter. You went on a date. I want to hear all about it because I have got absolutely nothing.
Great. I have
good,
nothing
good. It's going to be a great show, and everybody is going to realize how important Adam is.
Yes, Adam is a very important person, even though he was supposed to pull over our phone calls for us, and he did none of it. But that's not important. You know what is important, Auntie Vera Charles? Our special guest host. We're both doing incredibly well tonight. Special guest host this evening. It is 9:12 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the most amazing chat room?
Yeah!
Most amazing chat room in the universe.
Would you like me to say who's in here?
I would love for you to say who's in the chat room.
Well, first and foremost, we have Turnipad. Then we have me and you. We have Asshat Runner. We have Blind Guy Jay. Hi, Jay. We have GBOGH, Go Big or Go Home Marcus. We have GFN, Greetings from Nowhere General. We have Good Humor Penguin. We have Kratos77. We have Lewis. We have Lurker Rick. We have Mean Keen. We have Sterling. We have That Old Crone. And Toppy Smelly, plus an idler, Minion51.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It sounds very exciting.
Did you see the picture of your throat in the chat room?
I'm scared to check out.
I think you should really just look at the picture of your
throat. Oh, dear God.
That's your throat, honey. Listen, the people that are listening after the fact that aren't listening live and in the chat room, you're missing some fun stuff. Mm-hmm. You should think about joining us from now. Well, I won't be here, but joining them from now on Sunday nights.
That's right. You know, Vera.
Yes, Daniel. I was sipping.
I can see that. You know, tonight is the special celestial event is going on this evening. Are you aware of the blood moon? I can see behind you that it is still daylight where you are, so you cannot gaze upon the its lunar visage. Is
that not until it's lunar?
Yeah. We can see it here. On my way back from my date, I was looking at the full moon. It had not started yet. It starts hitting. It should have just started entering the penumbra. It should have just started entering the penumbra at about 7 minutes ago. So if you're on the East Coast...
Entering the Penumbra was my stripper name in the late 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Entering the Penumbra.
It was a very, it was a very highbrow stripper art.
Yes, it was. Like absolutely, it was.
It's not Harvard. There's only like a... I don't know why I said it that way. Doesn't matter. But yeah, no, so it's a big blood moon lunar eclipse. There's like three different celestial things all happening at once on this moon.
Sorry. What I shouldn't do is I should not read the chat room. I should concentrate on you because the chat room is making me laugh. Mm-hmm. And it's also pulling my attention, pulling my focus. And a great thing that really good podcasting are really good podcasts are made up of people that aren't speaking. So with me staring at the chat room and not saying a word, it's going to be a hot show in the old town tonight.
It sounds like it. Just so that we can just, I don't know why I'm telling you this, because by the time this episode's out, everyone will know this. Yeah, so the moon turned orange last night. There you go. So when you're listening to this on the old podcast.
I heard that it's supposed to be the first one in how, there's an interconnected thing of computers. How long has it been since the last blood moon?
Let's see. It's a supermoon lunar eclipse, also known as a blood moon. It's a confluence of three things. The moon will be full and in its closest point in its orbit around the Earth, making a so-called supermoon. And we have a lunar eclipse on top of that. Let's see. You could maybe tell me when the last time this happened. It doesn't say.
Why don't you ask either?
1982. Last time that this happened was in 1982. And the next time that it will happen will be in 2033.
2083?
No, 2033.
2033, okay. Yes. All of that information is very incredibly exciting. But also, there's supposed to be very, very mystical bad things that you're supposed to salt your house because it's a blood moon or something like that. I should have, you know what, it would have been nice if I prepared for this.
It would have been.
If I had done something other than gone over to my mother's.
But had you prepared for it, there really wouldn't be a DI. You wouldn't get in a full DI plus experience if you had actually prepared for something.
I don't even know why I'm concerned at all because I listen to this shit.
I know.
And I'm usually in the chat room live listening to this shit, so I don't know why I should be concerned at all trying to raise the bar.
we're pretty much flying without a net tonight because...
Where is she?
She couldn't make it. Yeah, I know.
Oh, God, I'm good.
Oh, she's out with Mittens and Adam. No, because he was going to pull all the phone calls for us. So if you called in to say something to Vera or whatever, none of the phone calls were pulled before Adam left. So
Son of a bitch.
I know. So, but we did get one phone call that came in via email, so we can play that one later in the contact segment. It's All About Me, so it's about 16 and a half minutes long. So it'll kill some time at the end of the show. It'll be great. It's this blood moon thing hasn't happened in a long time.
Fuck the blood moon. Let's talk about your date.
Have you seen a lunar eclipse before?
I've seen every kind of eclipse before.
Like the Mitsubishi eclipse back in the 80s?
Yep.
I used to drive a Mitsubishi eclipse back in the
80s. Ford eclipse.
The 40? No, there's no Ford eclipse.
Yes, there is a Ford
eclipse. Ford Escort.
No, it's an eclipse.
There is not.
Don't piss me off. I'm a guest on your goddamn show. You're just supposed to grin and say, of course there is.
I'm looking right now. I've never seen a Ford eclipse. Oh, wait. Images for Ford eclipse.
Asswipe.
That's a Mitsubishi eclipse, though. Oh, Mitsubishi bought Ford. That's why. Anyway, I remember distinctly watching a lunar eclipse up at our lake house, which is out in the middle of nowhere. I know that I've had this conversation with you before, that our lake house is out in the middle of nowhere. And
it's where you bury the bodies.
That's beyond where you bury the bodies. But the coolest thing about the lake house is that growing up, you could sit out on top of the boathouse and stare up, you know, out over the lake, stare up, and you could see the Milky Way. There's no light pollution out there because it's so far away from any town that you could actually see the Milky Way. So seeing the lunar eclipse there was just amazing because you could see all the other stars, you know, in the sky, which is really cool.
I've experienced no light pollution many times on cruise ships very, very late at night. Oh, I've never seen you hold your cough button down before.
It's a night of first here on DI Plus.
Wow. Never seen that before. I don't have a cough button. I only have a little mute button on my cheap-ass Logitech headset that I'm very upset at my sound quality. I hope that it's going to be improved in post.
I'm doing nothing in post, so you're
oh, great. I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
Gooch handed me a note. This just in.
Yes.
A blood moon night happened before Richard III was defeated.
Really?
And so, yes, and apparently, so that's why a blood moon is, I don't know why the fuck he handed me this. It's a
good
thing I love him.
We actually have the last words that that he spoke. Would you like
Richard
to hear them?
Said, well, yes, please. What did he say?
Yes, that's what he said.
Wow. Now, Gooch started yelling from the kitchen, so I had to hold my hand up because I think he thinks we're just on a hangout.
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't realize that we're recording a show. We're just having an evening hangout here. He'll say something from the kitchen.
We are. I don't know that I want to tell you about my day. You know what? There's not much to tell. We went to dinner.
Okay.
It was a lovely dinner. We chatted, and there was nothing... I don't even know that you would call it a date.
Would he call it a date? Because
I don't
that's
know.
What's important.
I don't know. You know what? You know how sometimes when you go out with people and you're not entirely sure? No, of course not. Because the last time you went out with somebody was like 55 years ago. But the only
time in my entire dating life, because most of my dating life was at the baths, but the entire time of my dating life, the only time I wasn't sure if it was a date or just dinner was my very first date with Gooch. And I swear to God, that's the truth. Every other date I knew, we were two gay guys, we were going out, possibly things could happen later.
Right.
But Gooch and I didn't know the other one was gay, because apparently we're brain damaged. But Gooch and I didn't know that each other was gay, and we were literally going out to dinner because we had met at work. And
right.
We didn't know that it was a date.
Well, there you go.
I love that story.
I do. I love that story hard. I don't know that. All right. So they're asking in the chat room, and I will answer them. Let's see. What dinner? Where we went to a local Thai place. What was eaten? I had green curry, and I believe he had the pad see you. What did the guy look like? He was very attractive. He's a very attractive.
Did you blow each other under the table?
Nope. There was no inappropriate touching. There was no kissing. There was no hand holding. We just had a lovely dinner conversation, and which is great. I mean, it's fine to have a lovely dinner conversation. So there you go. That's all. And then we got back here, and I needed to do the show, so I said goodbye and. He lives here in this apartment complex, so it was. It's not like he even came up after dinner.
Yes.
So he walked away.
I know about that. We talked about that the other night.
Right.
Uh huh.
So, mm-hmm. So there you go. That was the. That was the fun evening. I don't even know why. There's no point in me bringing this up. That we've gone on way more about this than it was.
All right. Then what I would like to ask is that I would like to ask about your adventures today at Kwasi. Or yesterday, Kwasi.
Right. So yesterday, I went to the Kwasi theme park, which you have to understand Connecticut to understand how this even qualifies as a theme park. Because in any other state in the union, this would be somebody's backyard that had, that had like a tilt-a-whirl in it. It's like if your crazy neighbor put a tilt-a-whirl in his backyard and then...
Doesn't everybody have a tilt-a-whirl in their backyard?
And then started charging admission to get in. So it's the world's lamest theme park. You can look it up if you'd like to. Their website is Kwasi, Kwasi.com. And don't let the happy people on that website fool you. It's like those are very clever camera angles that that was taken from, because it is an incredibly tiny little park. In fact, if you want a real laugh, go to Google Maps, type in Kwasi Amusement Park, and then go to the Earth view and scroll down on it, so you can actually see just how tiny this little one of their attractions, by the way, is called the Kwasi Queen.
Oh, no.
Yes. Then the Kwasi Queen is actually a pontoon boat that you would find on any given lake anywhere with a driver that basically takes you around the lake and points to people's houses that are being built.
How fun. This seems like a vacation destination.
Now, here's the thing. And the only reason that we go to this this park, this is my second time there. So, and it's with the same group of people, which is my friends from New York, the hosts of the former podcast, now pod faded, the Occasional Fag podcast, David Buckingham and Brian were there. VJ Tran from the VJ Tran podcast was there. So these are normal groups of people that go to these amusement parks. And the last time that we went to Kwasi, which was the first time, was there for a calliope exhibit, circus organs, calliope type machines.
I really wish I had the phone ringing sound that I could play right now.
But this time so that we were bad. There, it was for Oktoberfest, and I swear to you, when you got so the Oktoberfest celebration included food, so you got food and one free beer.
Did you get brats? Did you get brats?
I did not. I got the ribs, German ribs. And I got and one free beer. But here's the other thing. The only way this theme park makes money, and I use scare quotes when I say theme parks, the only way this place, they rent out every possible area of this park for private parties. So going on in the same area that Oktoberfest is, which is the main meeting area in this big field, is, I swear to you, I'm not kidding, the Slocum Family Reunion.
Oh, the Slocums are back together?
As it turns out, they were being served. Right there at the Quasi Amusement Park, the Slocum Family Reunion was going on there.
So could you slap on a little one of those Hi, I Am stickers, like, Hi, I Am Irv Slocum, and go get, like, dinner free?
I should have.
Yeah.
I should have.
Hi, I'm Uncle Irv Slocum, and you just go in and you get free shit.
Here's the thing, and I know nothing about the Slocum family. I know nothing about them other than the fact that if they have attractive family members, they didn't show up for this event because there was no attractive Slocums to be found at the Slocum family reunion.
Well, it's because of it's all about the speed of the sperm.
Oh, going for the Slocum. Here's the thing. The one person in the chat room that caught my Are You Being Served reference was Turniped. Do you not remember Mrs. Slocum?
I have never seen Are You Being Served.
There you go.
I'm a woodland creature. I'm a nymph. Yeah. I live amongst nature.
So we were there for the Slocum family reunion. And so Quasi has one roller coaster, which is a wooden coaster. And this is the best thing in the universe. You get onto the wooden coaster, and it's 52 seconds. It is a 52-second ride. And it's a fairly decent wooden coaster, right? So you go on the wooden coaster.
That's like most of your sexual experiences.
Correct, exactly. Uh-huh. So we go on the wooden coaster, blah, 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 and we get back to the starting thing. And he's stopping the car like every foot. So it's like the car like drifts down a foot, and then the brakes come on. And then it drifts down a foot, and then the brakes come on. And he's like, sorry about that. He's like telling this in the microphone. He's like, sorry about this. I have to manually get it to stop in the right place because the automated system is out. And so then we come down, and he's like, oh, who wants to go again? Because I missed the I missed the part, and we can't unlock the seats. And we're all like, yeah.
The Quasi Coaster ride.
So he sends us on it the second time. We go through the second time. We come back, 52 seconds later, we show back up, right? Now, there's no line of people waiting or anything, but in 52 seconds, we show back up, and a foot forward break, a foot forward break, a foot forward break. 3, 4, 5, 6. Who wants to go again?
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
So someone spent the rest
of your day on the Quasi Coaster.
Someone in the second row decided that they could not do it one more time. And they actually had to pull out like this manual locking system to unlock the seats that they were on and then help them get out of their car. And then the rest of us went on it again. But you'll be happy to know by the fourth time he did stop it in the right place.
Well, practice makes perfect. I used to run the log ride, so I understand these problems if you don't pull a lever just right, and especially if your automated shit is gone.
Right. Now, in your day, the logs were actually just logs that people just sat on.
Yeah, they were carved out of real logs, and it was just a big ramp with water. And what they did is they had women with swim fins on that would create a wave. So they would just paddle, 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 create the wave, and then push the log into the wave. And it was a very, very short ride.
A very short ride.
And yes, Doris Day was on that ride, Sterling. Mm-hmm. Thank you for remembering.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that. I've heard a bleed about this this log mm-hmm. ride operation there before.
It was one of the most hellish times of my life. It truly was. I like to call it, I was swimming in the crap-splattered bowl of my reality at that time.
The new fall TV season has started. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Oh, is this a topic? I didn't get the Trello.
You don't even know what a Trello is.
I don't have the foggiest fucking idea what a Trello is.
Have you watched any? Do you even watch network TV? I mean, do you actually, or do you just live your life through Amazon Prime and Netflix?
That answers your question right there. Very rarely I will whip out the flat digital antenna, hook it up via coaxial cable to one of our TVs.
Also, you don't even have cable.
No, and try to move it about the room in order to get a signal if something like the Academy Awards or something that I might want to see. But when we got rid of Dish, we got rid of everything. Yeah. Not Dish, but DirecTV.
Right.
Yeah. So now it's just Netflix and Amazon Prime, and I'm totally happy with it.
Yeah.
Except that most of the series that I have become enthralled with and watch are old. And so the spoilers fly freely because people have, you know, this show hasn't been on for 4 years, so nobody thinks to say, oh, well, she dies in the second episode of the third season.
Right.
And I just go, no, she cannot die.
You shouldn't tell people.
No.
I mean, don't tell them that you're watching until you're done, and then they won't spoil it.
I won't. I love this podcast. I'm having so much fun.
Oh, shut up.
I'm going to have a little more of my drink.
Shut up. So you didn't watch any of the new fall TV shows. So I guess we just won't talk about it. No, I just didn't know if you... There's several new ones that started this week. Some of them had promise. Some of them didn't. I just didn't. But it's... I completely understand where you're coming from because I recently dropped HBO and Showtime for that same reason, which is, you know what? I don't have anyone that I can talk about these things with when they come out, so I might as well just wait the 1 or 2 years before them to show up on Netflix or Amazon Prime, and I'll just watch them then. I'll just binge watch them. It'll be easier. And I feel that way kind of like a lot of TV right now. It's like, it used to be, back in your day,
I had to get up and turn the channel.
There was like three networks, and so everyone watched the same things at the same time. So the next day at work, or the next day when you were talking to your friends at school or whatever, you would be talking about whatever was on the night before. I think we're no longer in that era. We haven't been for a while, but we've kind of transitioned to that over the past probably 5 or 6 years to the point
when I was 13 years old, one of the most fun things in the world about the miserable experience of having to go back to school on Monday morning was that Sunday Laugh-In was on, and we would all talk about Laugh-In and do the jokes that Laugh-In did and have a terrific time because of Laugh-In. And I think that touches on what you were just speaking of earlier, that we're in a different time now. It was simpler then, when there were three channels, maybe four if you were lucky, and you often had to adjust your own rabbit ears in order to get the picture to its maximum capacity. Times were simpler. Times were lovely.
Yes.
People really, really never went to the bathroom.
They didn't.
Bowel movements were unheard of back then. It was just a joyous experience.
Okay, great. The I love that story. The but I think now how do I phrase this? Because I know I'm gonna get slammed on this. So it's like you would at least admit that was something unique and special, right? The fact that
you're gonna get slammed on it.
Just let me finish.
I'm not gonna slam you.
Not necessarily you. I hear people all the time lamenting that, like lamenting the loss of that. It was like, nobody talks about these things anymore like that. And I would submit that they actually do. They just don't talk about TV that much. They talk about YouTube clips or videos that they see on Facebook. And they'll share web links back and forth to see these little clips back and forth. And I think that has replaced the, appointment watching TV the night before and all of us having to like take notes on what we watch so that we can talk about them the next day at the office. I think now
I agree. And I think that the viral video is basically what that is now.
Yeah.
Now we see a video and we're so excited that we share it and everybody else in the world is sharing it, and then it gets 12 billion hits. Although I don't understand why Joe Batant's dancing at a Mexican float has gotten a million some
right, in
hits,
fairness,
but...
In fairness, him dancing did not get the million. It was just the float moving in that got the million hits. But it makes a lot
more sense.
There was this one viral video, I don't know if you saw it or not, of this guy, I think he was a talk show host or whatever, he had a little monkey that peed on his head. I don't know. It was amazing. It was
Johnny somebody?
Yeah, Johnny something.
Yeah, Johnny something.
Anyway.
back before the Tonight Show got really good.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Before Fallon came along and made it into a sensation. Hey.
Hey, Daniel.
I want to talk about this, only because I'm scared to talk about this with Adam.
Oh.
Are you familiar with this new Stonewall movie that is either coming out or is out? I don't know when it was supposed to actually come out.
I believe it is out, and yes, I am aware of it, and I am also aware of the hoopla and...
The hoopla.
Controversy that is swirling around it.
So, I don't know how I actually... The liberal part of me agrees with this whole, this is bullshit that they whitewash this thing and fuck them, I don't want to see it, right? It's like, I totally get that and I totally understand that and I don't want to do it. Yet, the analytical side of me is, oh wait, but they whitewash all the things all the times and I've never had a problem with this before, so what is it specifically about this? And so I keep going back and forth. Is it the fact that it is actually representative of something that is so historically important that whitewashing it just becomes more offensive than, let's say, like, you know, whitewashing Apollo 13 or something like that. That was, you know, it was an event that happened. And yeah, all the people that are portrayed on screen are far more attractive than the actual NASA engineers that were there. But, you know, that's how you make a movie. And, you know, Jim Lovell looks nothing like Tom Hanks. It's like, but that's how you make a movie. And,
but Jim Lovell was white.
True. Yeah, absolutely true. However, they did replace some black characters in that, you know, some black and, actual historical people in that Apollo 13 film with white people.
And I believe, and what's interesting, and I mean, I'm not being facetious. I hadn't thought about this until this moment that we're talking about it. You know, when you look at the film, one of my favorite films in the world is Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. I saw it when I was very young and when I saw it, and I fell in love with everything about it. And I fell in love with it so much that I started researching it, factual Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. And the differences, not only in their physical appearance, you know, these Bonnie and Clyde were trashy human beings. Yes. They weren't beautiful Warren Beatty and beautiful Faye Dunaway, and they didn't fall in love with a beautiful love story. They were trashy, monstrous, murdering sons of bitches. They were sociopathic people. So I think you could, in the same breath, say that Bonnie and Clyde is the same as what they've done with Stonewall, except for the fact that there was very specific things about the Stonewall riots that made the Stonewall riots so unique and so unusual and so really groundbreaking of its time, in that this was a group of people who never stood up for themselves. This is a group of people that were a minority among a minority who rose up, and that's not represented at all.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you're going to tell my story, tell it factually. You can pretty, you know, you can make the black drag queen really pretty, make her really pretty, but you got to have the fact that it's not a cute young white guy leading the Stonewall riots, because it wasn't.
Right.
Now they argue, people argue that just getting the story out, you know, is the important thing. Just getting the fact that what Stonewall was and what's how Stonewall happened, but that's not what Stonewall was, and that's not how Stonewall happened. So,
and it's not like you can't just do a Google search and read about Stonewall. It's not like you know, Stonewall has been buried, and if only like this is some documentary that's going to shed some light on some new piece of information that we didn't know about the Stonewall. Everything
it is to people that would never ever. In other words, if you've got some person in the middle of this country, older couple, who decides they're going to go to a movie and they have a little bit of a liberal bent to them,
mm-hmm.
and they say, you know, let's go see this Stonewall thing, they go in and they're going to get a completely misrepresented picture of the facts. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. I truly think that the reason that people are getting so angry is because drag queens are looked down upon, even in our own community, in the gay community, as being less than. And by not saying that guys, you know, that the beginning of Stonewall, 90% of it was angry drag queens saying, I'm not going to take this shit anymore. And they were the ones that were getting punched by the police and thrown into paddy wagons. It wasn't pretty white boys. And I think that's why there's everyone is so angry, because I saw the greatest joke meme. It had Anne Hathaway, beautiful Anne Hathaway, sitting on a bus, and underneath it said the Rosa Parks story, a woman who stood up for her rights, and directed by the same guy who's directed Stonewall. Right. And, you know, to me, it's like, yeah, you can make people prettier. You can make Bonnie and Clyde prettier. You can make Lovell prettier, but you don't change their race. And don't change that such an important aspect of their character was the fact that they were drag queens doing this. They were still in their dresses, they were still in their makeup and wigs, and they were swinging at the cops.
Right.
So, and I think that's, you know, that's, to me, that's sad that that didn't get out there.
It's also important to realize that there was a fair number of transsexuals there. They weren't just all drag queens. There were so fair.
Okay,
number
well,
of
see now that's showing my own lack of knowledge and ignorance.
Which is fine.
But yes.
Turnip Head has linked the tweet that you were talking about, which came from Lady Bunny.
The Anne Hathaway one.
Yeah, my favorite meme was the one is like, if your Grindr profile says no fats, no femmes, you're gonna love this movie. Uh-huh. Which, yeah, again, I don't know how to feel. I know I won't go see it. I know, but I can't say that I won't see it when it comes out on Amazon Prime or Netflix or wherever. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, I would say the same. I would say the same too. But I understand. I understand the anger, and I understand because, you know, we are a marginalized people, and then there's those that are even marginalized within our marginalized people, and it's like they're rising up again. You know, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you make this movie and not show what it was really about? I'm belaboring the point. Forgive me. And you're looking at your Grindr profile, are you?
No, I was reading the chat.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean I'm looking at my Grindr profile?
Well, that's what you do every time I'm with you.
Not true.
Oh, come on, it is too.
Absolutely not true.
Oh, all right.
If someone messaged me on Grindr, I would look at it. Not a cue for you to do that, Marcus, by the way. Anyway, let's do this. I have to find it first, but then let's do this. Let's do this.
We're going
to
do something.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by the voice of Turnip Style. I don't know why. Because I can't say.
Because if you want equipment, there's nowhere else to go.
Oh, very good. If you need equipment, they got you covered. I think it's gear, but anyway. You know what, Vera, we do have a tech phone call. Oops, I got to stop my music.
If it's from Bacon, that means I can go out and fix myself another drink.
No, it's not. This one comes in, I believe, from RT Cruiser, but... I listened to it earlier, and I think that you will also be able to help with this because you are a cord cutter, and it's asking some cord cutting advice. So here's the phone call. Let's see if we can help RT Cruiser.
Hi guys, RT Cruiser here for the technology phone. I was wondering, can you explain the major differences, including the pluses and minuses of owning, let's say, the Amazon Fire TV, the Apple TV, and Chromecast. Thanks for thanks for getting the tech segment. RT Cruiser here. Goodbye.
There you go. He sounds amazingly different when I'm live with you.
I know, yeah.
Than he does when I listen to your show.
No, he sounds Australian all the other time.
That is wild.
He doesn't. So let's talk about this for a second. Now, you, sir, you have a Roku. That is the device that you use on your system.
I have a Roku, and I have two smart TVs.
Correct. So. Yes. Just so that we can talk about the universe of things that we are going to talk about here, the Amazon Fire TV, the Roku, Apple TV, and Chromecast all basically do the same kinds of things. There's only one there's two exceptions inside that group of four. Number one, the only device that will play things back from your iTunes account is the Apple TV. So if you are a person that buys your movies and TV shows, episodes through iTunes, the only device that you could play that back on your TV with would be the Apple TV. If you're a person that buys movies, or belongs to Netflix and Amazon Prime, you can watch those on the Roku, you can watch them on the Fire TV, you can watch them on the Chromecast, you can watch Netflix on Apple TV, but you cannot watch Amazon Prime TV on Apple TV. So those are, aside from that, they are all basically the same concept of a thing, which is a small hockey puck sized devices that you hook up to your TV and connect to the internet. You put in your Netflix information or your Amazon Prime information or any other online video service. They all have apps on them that they run. And then basically you can sit on your couch and use the included remote to basically watch, your Netflix or watch your Amazon Prime or watch any of your movies that you might have bought on Google Play or anything like that. Hold on a second. Not true, Daniel, says Turnip Head, an Apple user. If you have the file downloaded, you can watch it on Apple TV. You cannot access the iTunes store and watch it from the cloud. Ah, see, I did not know that. Blah, blah, blah. So I know less about the Apple TV than I know about the other ones, but... The primary difference between the Roku and the Amazon Fire TV is negligible. I would say that those two things are almost identical in the sense that they both have apps that you put on them. They both have included remotes that come with them. They both work on Amazon Prime. They work on Netflix. They have Crackle. They all have Sports Illustrated channels. They basically have apps. Roku calls them channels. Fire TV calls them apps that you have on there. You can watch YouTube on the... Can you watch YouTube on Roku?
I don't believe you can, no.
Okay. You can basically, the two are on parity there. The Chromecast is a little bit different in the sense that the Chromecast in and of itself does not let you use a remote with it or whatever. You use your smart device to control it. So you use either your iPhone or your Android phone or tablet or your iPad. And what you do there is you run a Chromecast app on your device that basically syncs with your Chromecast. And then any app you play on that, so like let's say you run a Netflix app on your iPad, there will be a cast button that will actually let you send that content to the Chromecast, which is sent to your TV. So there's no, your tablet or your phone becomes the remote control for the Chromecast. Oh, shut up. Here's the main difference.
Here's
the main difference. The Chromecast is about $35. So you can actually get it for a little bit cheaper, for about $30. So the Chromecast, even though it doesn't have a remote controller, everything is about $30. And Google has an event coming up on Tuesday this week, on the 29th. Where they will be announcing a new Chromecast, so it may have some new different features on there. Your Roku and your Amazon Fire TV are about $99. So to get the best of breed of a Roku or an Amazon Fire TV is about $99. You can get a lesser Roku or a lesser Amazon Fire, like the Fire Stick or the Roku 2, for around the $35 to $49 range. But that's basically what they did. They're basically, if you really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, they're tiny little computers that have an operating system on it that lets you basically stream content to your TV. That's basically what they are. I prefer the Fire TV over Roku. That is my device of choice, is the Amazon Fire TV, because they spend a lot of time pre-processing the stuff, so they will download more of the movie than they need to, so that there's less jittering at the beginning of a movie, which a lot of times Roku will give you a lot of jittering at the beginning of a Netflix or an Amazon thing.
Where does a smart TV fall into all of this?
So the smart TV has its own built-in apps, and they are their own ecosystem, right? They're not, you know, if, like, I don't know the brand of your TV, let's say it's Samsung.
Samsung.
Okay, so Samsung has programmers on staff that have written a Netflix app that is on that TV. And that's how it works. So it's not a Roku. It's not a, it's not its own little standalone device. It's actually built into the TV. The upside of that is, of course, you don't have to add any additional hardware to it. The downside of it is that that software will never get updated. So it's like, if Netflix changes the way they do things 2 or 3 years from now, that app will not work correctly, or, you know.
Why does my TV ask me if I want to update the software?
Well, then I guess it has some software updates to it.
So I guess, ha ha ha, Mr. Know-it-all, you didn't know it all. Ha ha ha.
That's debatable. All right. Anyway, that's the tech segment there. Thank you very much, RT Cruiser.
Good. I'm glad I listened.
Yeah, thank you very much, RT Cruiser, for your question. We really do appreciate it. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it.
The news.
So, Vera, what are the news stories this evening?
Well, the first one up, Daniel, is, oh my God, tonight is a blood moon. And the reason that a blood moon is so very important is one appeared the night that Richard III was defeated. That's all I've got, Daniel. Back to you.
Great. Excellent. Here's the little news story. I know that Adam usually likes to read the news stories, but I wanted to read this one. This one was sent in from our listener, RT Cruiser, the actual RT Cruiser, sent in this news story specifically for you. Puppy shoots Florida man, deputies say. Dog put paw on gun's trigger as owner tried to kill him. A man who tried to shoot 7 puppies was shot himself when one of the dogs put its paw on the revolver's trigger.
Okay.
Jerry Allen Bradford, 37, was being treated at a hospital for a gunshot wound to his wrist.
You should have given that to me, sent it to me in some form, and I could read it.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
instead of,
yes.
What?
Instead of what?
Is it on the Trello?
No.
Okay. Because it's wrong for you to be reading the news stories.
Really?
It's Adam's job, but since Adam and I'm taking over Adam's duties, I should be reading the news.
You should be, wow, you should be reading the news. Huh. All right, here. Yeah. I'll send you the other way and you can
okay.
read it. Yeah.
Good. I'll show you how it's done, bitch.
You show it how it's done.
First of all, I don't know how is it going to come to me. So
I'll send you the link here in just a second. Let me just find the oh, who's that?
That's Howard, and I told you that our Vons delivery is here, and so
a Von, you get your groceries delivered to you?
Yes, it only costs $6 more.
Now, by the way, you were the one that was giving me a hard time because growing up I had a nanny. you who cannot even go buy your own groceries and have them delivered to you.
What it saves is amazing. Now, I want to get back to the news. I don't want to talk about me anymore.
Okay, I've linked the next story right there in the chat. I can see it.
In a scene straight out of a Saw-themed porno that probably exists, a man in Minnesota has been arrested after giving his girlfriend a vibrator containing a bomb. According to the police report, 37-year-old Terry Allen Lester had been staying at the home of one of his three girlfriends when her landlord said he had to move out. He did, but left behind an old Dairy Creamer container marked Christmas Gifts. Inside the container were three vibrators, one for each girlfriend. The first was beige and still in its packaging. The second was pink with Merry Christmas, Bitch, written in black ink. But the third is where this story gets amazing. From the police report, he put gunpowder, BB shot, buckshot from shotgun shells into the vibrator, along black and red wires that connected to a trigger with a battery port. He said that when he put the device into a female, he would pull the trigger and blow them up. Like any good criminal, Terry told several friends...
Okay.
Oh, should I stop?
Yeah, we should all stop right there.
Wow. Okay, all right. Well, yeah. Talk about getting a bang for your buck. Yeah. I got banged by my boyfriend.
Here's the thing. If he put gunpowder and a BB shot, if he's going to bareback her, he's probably not going to use a dildo.
Well, maybe, you know, he uses it in conjunction with his own self.
Mm-hmm. A joke about BB. Gotcha.
BB.
BB. Gotcha. BB. Hey, and you know.
Wait. Yeah.
Shit. I fucked that one up. I have to do it again.
Now, how do I get back to you?
I told you. It's probably a tab. It's probably a tab.
I clicked on a link and now you're gone. All right. I'll find you again, baby. I'll find you. I know I will. Okay, I know
great.
I'll find
yeah,
you.
That's
I
great.
Know it. I know.
There you go. That's the news stories. We were going to have more, but Adam.
I thought I read that very well.
You did. You read that very well, Vera Charles.
That was an absolutely cold fucking reading, too, bitch.
Suddenly you've become like 80s rap star Vera or something. It's just like, yeah, baby and bitch. And, hey, yeah, baby.
I'm sorry. I can't believe that you're totally gone, but you're totally gone.
You're this like, Onetta. It's a tab. All right, look. Hold on. At the bottom of your Windows, there's a Chrome icon. Hover over it, and you'll see multiple Chrome windows. One of them will have me like sitting there waving at you. Click on that little icon, and
It doesn't. That's how I usually get back to you, but it doesn't have it. So, dear Lord Jesus. It's all right. Let's continue.
Am I not a tab on your Chrome? Just click on one of the crowd. No. There's only one tab on your Chrome that's open.
There are 25 tabs on my Chrome that I've pinned, but none of them are you. Let's not do this during the show.
Then just minimize that Chrome.
Minimize that Chrome, okay.
Yeah, so just click on the minimize up there in the top
right. Got it.
And now I'm not on your desktop somewhere?
No.
And if you hover over the little Chrome thing in the bottom?
No.
Okay, great.
No.
Great.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We don't need to see each other, Daniel. It's a nice thing, but as long as you can hear me, it does not matter.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. right. Okay.
So, without having phone call, we do have a phone call. That's right, we do. We're not doing birthdays this week. Unless you have birthday, do you have any birthdays?
I'm just trying to join you again. No, yes, I have birthdays. I don't give a fuck. No, I don't have any birthdays, Daniel. Oh, gosh, I thought I did, but nobody's been born around this time, so.
You're just like, it's just.
It figures. You know, it just figures.
You know, Sophia Loren was born this week.
Isn't that exciting, Sophia Loren? No, you know what? I'm going to explain something before we go any further because there's some gafooting about my getting Vons delivered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have, because, and we did this today as well. First of all, Gooch works 50 hours a week, and he has no, on the weekends are our only free time together. On Sunday, we're screwed because we have to go visit my mother. We have to because, you know, she's an old widow, and that's the least I can do. So Sunday's fucked. So that means that, we only have Saturday where Gooch can do the things he loves, like gardening or writing or learning to play the piano, which he's doing, and all of that stuff. And because we don't want to have to take time to do something as ridiculously stupid and mundane as to going to buy groceries, when for $6, it's not like I'm someone's fanning me in my goddamn hammock, but for $6, we order everything we need online, and they bring it to our door. So I don't see the, you know, I don't see the downside of that, and I don't see it like handing, oh, shut up, Tom.
Now, the people listening on the podcast have no idea what you're yelling at Tom about.
Asshat Digger just put in plus tip. No, you're not allowed to tip the Vons people. And it says so in the contract. You are not allowed to tip. So anyway, that's why we do it. It isn't because we live in a urine sprinkler estate and all that crap that's about us. And
Would you like to do some birthdays? I can do some birthdays. Would you like to do some birthdays?
Oh, wouldn't it be great? It's your fucking show. Go for it.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Daniel will play musical cues and Vera, using only his head brain and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is.
Yeah. Oh, so we're reversing roles?
Yeah, because you can't even find my window on your computer, much less like go and find some birthdays. And
It's ridiculously sad. It is ridiculously sad. But if you were here, you would see what I'm up against. Mm-hmm. I have every fucking... Go ahead.
All right, this stupid thing.
Ready
for this?
Let's get this over with.
Here you go.
It'll become painful.
Number one. Here you go, Vera. Clue for birthday number one. Are you ready? Here we go.
Oh, that's the theme song from Eat Me in St. Louis, and that would be...
it's not Eat Me in St. Louis. Do you seriously not know this theme song?
Don't have a fucking clue.
It is a show about aliens that came to Earth.
That's either Third Rock from the Sun.
Ah, it is. It is indeed Third Rock from the Sun. So it is somebody from that television show's birthday.
John Lithgow.
Oh, no, it's not John Lithgow.
It's that cute kid.
that would be Tommy. No, Gordon Levitt. No, it's not Gordon Levitt. No, female. It's a female cast member.
Oh, it's the girl who's real dykey but isn't a dyke. Who was Ivana Humpalot in the...
yes,
in the Austin Powers
movie. Kristen Johnson.
That's her.
Kristen Johnson, who is 48 years old this week.
48 years young.
48 years old. All right, here's the next one. You're probably not going to get this one, but we're going to try it anyway. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
You've heard the song, I know, everywhere, but here you go.
I found you!
Hold on to me as we go.
That's the theme song from Hold On To Me As We Go.
This is not a theme song. This is not a theme song.
All right.
We're looking for the musician that sings the song.
Ah, this is the top 10 hit, Hold On To Me While We Go. And it's... Oh, now I know.
No, you don't.
fucking chat room would just give me a fucking clue.
Right, I'll give you a clue. He won American Idol 3 years ago.
Then forget about it. I don't watch that shit.
It doesn't matter.
It's Philip Phillips.
It is indeed Philip Phillips.
Yes.
He is 25.
Thank you. It just came to me.
25 years old.
25 years young, Philip Phillips.
Let's see. Let me find. I don't even know if this is a theme, but we're going to find out.
Okay, listen to my drink.
I think this is. All right, here we go. This one you should get. This one you should actually get.
Okay.
Here we go. We are looking for an author.
An author.
This is a theme from a movie that this author wrote.
That is no doubt the theme from the movie that the author wrote, and the author. But this is the theme from the movie.
Right, all right. Here's a second one. Maybe you'll get it from this. He bagging the groceries back there?
He is unbagging the groceries, right, yes.
Here we go. Here's your second one.
Oh, that's The Shining.
Ah, it is The Shining. It is,
yes.
The Shining. So we're looking for the author.
Well, that would be Stephen King.
Congratulations. Yes, indeed. Stephen King's birthday. He is 68 years young this week.
68 years young.
He is. And then our final one, let's just go for this.
Final birthday.
Theme from, oh shit, what was the name of that movie? All right, got it. Here we go. Here's your final one. This is a theme from a movie, but we're looking for an actor in the movie.
Oh. Oh, well, that, of course, is the theme from that movie. Lord of the Rings. Is that Lord of the Rings? No? Not Lord of the Rings.
This movie was out in the 70s.
Ah, then it was the Lord of the Bracelets. It was the first jewelry movie about Lord of the Anklet. That would be Footloose.
Close. It is indeed Kenny Loggins. But long before Footloose was a little movie called Caddyshack.
Oh, never seen it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going here for a person from the movie Caddyshack.
Bill Murray.
You are correct. It was Bill Murray.
See how good I am? I'm amazing at this. I really am. I beat you all to shit with this. I am so good. Really.
Excellent.
Fucking good.
Those are our birthdays this week. Let's.
You know what? I got to tell you, before you do the closeout thing, uh-huh. I want to tell you that I would have sworn, before today, I would have sworn and bet my house that DI Plus could not get any worse than it already was, but I am wrong. I am so wrong. I have now drug this sucker down into the depths of the tutu, of the tutu bowl, and I'm pissing on it. But go ahead, darling. Let's keep going.
All right. Those were our birthdays. Those were our celebrity birthdays. We would like to say a very, very happy birthday to Mittens.
Happy birthday to Mittens. Happy birthday to Mittens. Happy birthday, dear Mittens. Happy birthday to Mittens. And that's cool because now that's in the public domain.
Well, it's not in the public domain. It's just it's no longer the Warner Brothers copyright on it is invalid. So we have a few more steps to make before it gets public domain. But yes, you are correct. That is a big step that way. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Happy birthday, Mittens. And happy birthday. I don't know. Happy birthday to everyone. Everyone, Vera. Everyone.
Who has ever had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Shit, wrong button. Sorry.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, baby.
Content is the secret.
Excellent. It is the DI Plus Contact segment, the segment of the show where we play the voluminous and emails, the voluminous voicemails and emails that we get from our listeners. Do you get a lot of phone calls from your listeners, Vero?
Depends on the week.
Okay, great.
That's a nice way of saying no, absolutely
Do you have a clever little bumper that you play for your phone?
I have lots of clever little those. Mm-hmm. I have lots of those. You know what? Just fucking forget. I just want to die. That's all. I just want to die.
Just want to die. Just crawl into a hole somewhere.
Comfortable. Yes. Fall into it. Pull a hole in after me and just go ahead.
But Vera, look. It's the King of Clubs.
It's my card.
It's
God
the King of Clubs.
Damn,
yeah.
The King of Clubs.
If you ever want to freak out Vera, just carry a King of Clubs in your pocket and just show it to Reese. That's the card that she picked. Anyway, let's go to our one and only voicemail that we have. We may have hundreds of voicemails, but Adam didn't download them for us, so I have no way of getting to them. But I did get this one that came in through email, and it's fortuitous because it's an 18 and a half minute long phone call. And that gives me, and they completely don't talk to me at all. It's all talking to you. So Yes. So that gives me a chance to go use the bathroom and get another drink and stuff. So I'll be back at the end of this phone call. Here you go, Vera. Here's your phone call from.
Hi, Auntie Vera. It's Mark.
It's Ed.
And it's Curtis.
From It's All About Meh.
Oh my God, it's Auntie Vera.
I know. Charles!
Hi, Auntie Vera.
Oh, hi, Auntie Vera. I'm sorry I missed you in Vegas.
I know, man. We are bummed. Totally, totally bummed.
We were going to go, but Curtis didn't want to.
Now, we know that
what?
You're... he held us back, Auntie. He held us back.
Don't blame me for this. It's your guys' fault. You didn't want me to go.
We didn't. We didn't want you out there in the open.
We know that you're moonlighting, so we were going to actually, so we decided to call your other show, and we just want to say how much that we love and adore the Auntie Vera Charles and Gooch.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
And it's great that we get twice this week.
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Yes.
Two shows.
There's a Friday and now Sunday.
And another Sunday.
Can you make it Sunday every week?
It's
exciting.
Can you just call it AVC Part 2?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Well, that's good.
Or Part 2.
AVC Positive?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that. AVC Positive.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yes. Auntie Vera, make it happen. You can. You make the rivers, part. You can do anything you want.
All those in favor? Say aye.
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 Conscience says aye.
All those opposed? Yeah. Exactly. So we hope to hear you on Sunday nights from now on.
Every Sunday.
Live on Pride 48 at 7 p.m.
Make it happen. I know
the
you
The stream
can.
Is yours as far as we're concerned.
That's right. That's right.
The stream.
We will hear nothing else but you, Auntie Vera Charles.
And for every time you're not on Sunday night, Curtis kicks a kitty.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, no. I don't want to kick the kitties.
Actually, Curtis will yodel if he does not hear you.
Don't kick the baby.
Kick the baby.
Kick the baby.
So, Auntie Vera, we just wanted to call and say that we love you. And
I love you back.
Sorry that we missed you.
Oh, no. There's still a 19
glad
minutes.
To hear your voice on Sunday night.
Yeah. You're the best thing that happened to this Sunday night since, God, Ed Sullivan.
And you know what? Because of you, I am missing all my Sunday night shows.
Yes. We are not watching Fear of the Walking Dead because we are listening to ABC as we
ABC. ABC Positive.
S-P-A-C, yeah.
ABC Positive.
Yes.
Watching AMC because we're listening to ABC Positive.
Oh, yes.
But you're not in the chat room.
I know. Isn't that funny that they like sitting there like they sent this in, but they're not in the chat room.
They're not in the chat room.
They're not in the chat room at all. And they keep trying to wrap up this phone call. But no, I'm serious. It's halfway done. All right. Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Perfect.
There we go.
Yes.
So from the It's All About Meh boys, we want to say we love you and it's great to hear your voice again.
I love you back.
Not that her voice ever went away.
Never. It'll never go away. It's timeless. It's like Ray Conniff singers.
The Ray Conniff.
Wow. I get that. I know that
one. Don't they
have
a Christmas album?
No, they do. I love
do
that.
We, don't we have the Ray Conniff Christmas album?
Auntie, do you have the Ray Conniff singers
singing Christmas singles songs?
Yes, and you guys are much too young to know that.
While we're talking, why don't I look to see if we actually have a Ray Conniff?
I wish she could just respond to us as we speak.
You know, we could just, wait until she calls us.
She is.
I'm actually looking for Ray Conniff singers Christmas album right now. So Ray Conniff, that's R-A-Y, right? Ray
Conniff.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. Let's sing...
This is dedicated to ABC.
It's a good intro.
Oh, yes. Dear Lord, what an intro. Jesus Christ. This is the Ray Conniff Singers.
Christmas. I like it.
I think Andy Vera would have this CD.
I think so. She's cool.
You know, who? Her and Gooch sit in front of the fireplace.
Roasting marshmallows.
They have it on LP. They have it on a legit record.
Oh,
they
yes.
They have like the little record player.
With RCA with that big speaker.
It's a gramophone.
Before this phone call continues, I just want to remind you that they consider themselves lovies. Any true lovey would be offended by this next question that's coming up. But that's fine. I just my own opinion.
The 8 RPM. Uh-oh.
Yeah, totally.
And right above it is the reel-to-reels.
They are so cool like that.
No, they've got the... Remember the big consoles where you'd slide the little panel and the record player would be inside there? I bet that's what it is.
Oh, God. I'd love it.
And Gooch and her would just be sitting there listening to
that. The chestnuts are roasting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And the cat... Did they have a cat or a dog?
They have...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Two dogs.
The dogs are sitting around their feet, mm-hmm. right in front of the fireplace.
So apparently only one of the two. Mm-hmm.
Okay, kids. So from the It's All About Meh boys. What are we calling for again?
We're just saying that we love Auntie Vera, and we thank you for being on Sunday nights.
Oh,
make
yes,
it happen every Sunday night.
Yeah. It's an audio fan letter.
That's what it is.
Be our 60 minutes.
That would be so awesome.
I'm Morley Safer. I'm Auntie Vera Charles.
I'm conscience. We love you, and everybody say goodnight.
Night.
Goodnight.
Oh, yeah.
No, goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Daniel.
Uh-huh. No. Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, whatever.
Auntie Vera.
Bye, Auntie Vera.
Bye, sweethearts, and I love you back. And Howard and Eunice say hi to one of you. And as Asshat Runner said in the chat room, why didn't you call Vera Speaks?
Yeah, why didn't you call her? Yeah. Hey, yeah, what's the phone number to that show?
That would be 5598 My Vera.
5598 My Vera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can do that from here. I don't think I can add in a phone call into this, or else I'd call
Please,
it right now.
Don't make this any worse than it already is.
I would call it right now and talk about how you ruined my show. All right, hold on. My cat wants to be right next to me. Buzzy just keeps jumping up and thinking, but let me properly get us out of the contact segment. Please hold on.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Contact.
All right. And now I'm going to do this little thing that I wanted to do. I did this on the after show last week. I wanted to find this piece here. Is it Balthazar? No. What was the bad guy's name?
Oh, Bartolucci, Bart Bemble. I don't remember.
Bandalus. There you go. Barthendalus. Yeah, there it is. Barthendalus. And I wanted to. Yeah, here it is. So I'm not going to play this entire thing. I'm going to ask you some questions about this. So just here's the thing. Here's the thing. Long ago, actually, I am prepared, General. Relax. Long ago, on a little show called Wowcahol, which is another podcast that I did, Gene and I interviewed Vera as a voice actor. We actually talked about, let him talk about what it was like to do voice acting and some of the things that we found quite surprising on that episode. Now, I have had two different requests for that episode, which is no longer posted online. Which I'd have to go back through my old hard drives and try to find that episode to get it to these people. But I just kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit, since we have some time here. I just want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things about voice acting that I remember from that interview that I just kind of want you to expound upon, because there were things that I found surprising. But first, I wanted to start this off by playing this scene. This is a cutscene from Final Fantasy XIII, and I think you may recognize one of the voices in this cutscene.
Been looking for you, Nabat.
Your Eminence, please escape. I'll cover your retreat.
Why don't you leave, Jill? Or rather, take your leave. Humans have no business here.
What? Your Eminence!
What? Magic?
It's very macho.
Monster!
Yes.
People are not yours to use!
What else does one do with tools?
So when does your voice come into this? All right. So no. So the dulcet tones of the evil person you heard right there of Barthandalus from
that would be me.
Final Fantasy 13 is the one and only incomparable Vera Charles.
Thank you, you bitch.
So in the interview that we did with you, one of the things that I found most surprising is on TV. When you're seeing like behind the scenes of Family Guy or behind the scenes of The Simpsons or whatever, you always see multiple actors in the same room, like, you know, kind of like playing back and forth with each other. And one of the things I found out from you is that when you record these things, you're not there with your co-actors, right? I mean, it's you alone. You very rarely are you there with someone else.
Correct. When most especially with video games or interactive games or whatever the fuck the kids are calling them nowadays. Because it's ridiculous line after line after line after line. You sit down in front of a microphone and you are given a notebook, basically, with all of your lines, and you go through and you do them all. Sometimes with animation, you'll all be in a room. That's when it's best. But most of the time, you're alone doing your lines. So, yeah, it sounds like we're all interacting, but we're actually not.
So currently, you're on what's this current show that you're on that I can't?
Breadwinners.
Breadwinners. Is that you're in there by yourself, or do you interact with people when you do that one?
I'm usually in there with the two leads.
Okay.
And that's what they'll do is they'll bring in whoever's interacting with the leads and do that, record that. The leads will stay there. I'll leave. The next guy will come in. I'll leave. Very seldom are there more than three of us, but sometimes if they, for whatever reason, everybody's available and they want everybody in the room, we'll do it all with everybody there. But it's once again, it's really rare that happens now.
Okay. And I guess that explains a lot. Like in video games, sometimes it just seems like the dialogue, you know, between the two characters on the screen is very stilted. And that
well,
kind of explains
that's
that, right?
Also, that's also because not now. Nowadays, they're ridiculous with how they cast video games. They want super good actors to do this ridiculous, boring, incredibly unrewarding job. I'm talking about the job. I'm not talking about the end result. I'm talking about the job. But I think what you heard a lot was that in the beginning of video games, they couldn't get anybody to do the voices because nobody wanted to do it. And what they ended up with is the programmers were doing the voices, the creators were doing the voices. The only actors that they could get to do the voices were not actors at all. They were friends, they were family. And so you ended up with just a bunch of shitty performances because all they wanted basically was just some kind of voice coming out of their animated character. And so that's why a lot of the old games are crappy. But nowadays, they're hiring really good actors to do this, and then the really good actors are quitting because they find out that it's the most unrewarding of jobs ever. It really, I mean, I am not comparing this to digging ditches. I am not comparing this to cleaning other people's toilets. I'm not comparing this to anything that is hellish work. But I'm talking about in the entertainment line of working, in the show business line of working, it is down there at the bottom of absolute tedious, horrific crap. You think you've got a page in front of you that says, I'm hit. No, don't go there. Why? Ow. Ugh. Eh. And you're doing that for 4 hours, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
But I think most of us relate to, you know, we don't think about that, right? When we're playing video games and we're going up against mobs that make incidental noises and everything, we don't think about it. Or the exact opposite of that, we're up against a really annoying boss in WoW that just says the same tagline over and over and over. And then it just becomes a fun, come brothers. It's just like, and we all laugh every time he says it because it's like he says it 19 times during the fight. But the... you know, we don't think about the work that goes into the oof and the kind of a thing. So it's got to be at least rewarding when I played that little clip there, because that seems like that would be the rewarding part of your job, is to actually have a soliloquy or a monologue or something that you actually get to, you know, put some thought and some work into.
Yes, but a lot of the times you're doing pre-animated games that have come from Japan, and so the cadence of the speech is totally wrong, and so you have to make it sound right because you've got to match the lips that are already moving. And so you end up with, you've got this great soliloquy, but you can't say, I don't want to go over there, because the mouth goes, I don't want to go over there. So you have to make it this ridiculous, stupid thing. It's just, like I said, it isn't acting. It isn't even voice acting. It's making sounds. You know, they'll say, okay, we need now at the end of the session, because now the screaming is going to start and it's going to totally trash your voice. Now we're going to do all the different ways you're going to die. So here, now die like you've been stabbed. Now die like you're a bomb exploded. Now die like you got slugged over the head. Okay, now we're going to do the efforts, they call them. Now throw a punch. Now throw a really hard punch. Now really throw a punch. Okay, now you're hit. Now you're hit in the stomach. Now you're hit in the head. Now you're hitting the knee. Now you hit really hard in the stomach. And honest to God, you're sitting there for 4 hours going, yeah.
You know, I think anyone that listens to the show can relate to that. Anyway.
Hey, and by that I mean, bada bang, bang, hey. And Asshat Runner just tweeted or just posted in the chat room, die like you're the latest episode of DI Plus.
Aw, there you go.
Yeah.
I like RT Cruiser,
him,
yeah.
You?
Die like you're on stage, Joey Buhecker. So you know what? All right, so one final thing about the voice acting thing. You know, it's like,
yes.
I appreciate you
being... Can we end on a high note, though? Because... There are rewards to certain aspects of the business, and you know, one of the truly, it's going to sound like I'm being facetious, and I am not. One of the greatest rewards to me is when some kid comes up to me, or even someone my age comes up to me and says, you know, such and such game was one of my most favorite games I ever played. I played all through my high school years, and I loved this game, and it was so great, and you were part of it. Now, sadly, I will have no idea what they're talking about because I have no recollection of this stuff at all whatsoever. But that's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling to know that what I did had had a really good impact on somebody. And a lot of these games, because as you well know, because you're one of them, gamers get really, really involved in this stuff. It isn't just something that's kind of fun. It's a real involvement. And so to be a part of that that feels good.
Yeah,
that does feel good.
And a lot of times, you know, when I talk about my friend as a voice actor, I will often bring up your Mass Effect voices that you do, because in Mass Effect you were the voice in the elevator, which is a if you've never played Mass Effect,
I have no idea.
If you, the royal you, have never played Mass Effect, Mass Effect came out at a time when it was more ambitious than the hardware that was available for it. And so there was this incredibly long load time that was needed between the levels. And so you were in an elevator and you had to, that basically to kill time, there was these ridiculous things being said in the elevator, like kind of like akin to elevator music, but it was lines being said and everything. And you were many of those lines in there. And it's just one of those things that it was, if you tell anyone that played Mass Effect about the elevator, it's like they immediately flashback to the hellish time that was sitting in the fucking elevator. But it's like, no,
I got to be a part of that.
But you were the things that made it like tolerable to sit inside this hellish load screen forever. So there you go.
Yeah, and once again, have no fucking idea or recollection whatsoever. I just cared if the check cleared. That was basically my biggest concern.
Well, you know what, Vera? It could have been worse.
Yes.
You could have been an automation engineer. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com.
Oh, dear God.
What? Wait, we still have another 45 seconds here. Relax.
Oh,
we're fine.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, this is certainly no worse than any given episode of Big Fatty ever in the history of the universe, so.
What have I done?
Oh, Vera, you're fine. Relax. All right, Adam will be back next week, so. So we can all look forward to that.
Yeah.
And there you go. Happy birthday again, Mittens. And all right. So I think that kind of sits us out of here. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.